Hello, everyone. This is Kathleen Maxwell Randy with The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I hope you enjoy the lesson. And most of all, I hope you partner with God and practice it. I want to say how grateful I am for the listeners from 22 countries from around the world that listen to this podcast. And I want to just give a shout out to all those that make this podcast possible. I appreciate my monthly donors and those who give special gifts. If you'd like to be a part of that, it's real simple. Just click the button that says patron or patronage. You can give a one-time gift or a monthly donation. And it really helps those that can't afford the podcast. I choose to make the podcast free of charge because I just want people's hearts to be encouraged, to be healed, to be set free and strengthened. And I want to help each one of you become all that God's called you to be. So if you like today's message, also leave me a comment. Be sure and like the podcast and feel free to forward it and share it. It's real simple. There's three little buttons. Click down and it should say more episodes, and then there's a button there that says share. So thank you so much for joining us. You can contact me at KathleenMaxwell1@gmail.com, and don't forget to check us out on Facebook. Well, welcome everyone to The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life, and the Kathleen Maxwell Ramby podcast. So glad you've joined me today, and today we're going to be talking about the power of forgiveness, part two. Last week I covered a lot of principles about forgiveness, and I'm going to just do a short recap and then jump into the rest of the lesson. I would encourage you, though, to listen to part one because I use a lot more illustrations, personal life experiences, and go into a lot more detail than what I'm going to cover and add on to today. But for those of you that might have missed last week, I want to just share this topic is very important because I feel like it is so vital to everything that we do in life. One of the reasons that we talk about forgiveness is you're going to need this tool to have a healthy work environment, family unity. You're going to need forgiveness in churches, and it's a critical component of a healthy marriage. We need to talk about forgiveness because none of us are perfect, and we deal in a world with unkind, insensitive people that are selfish, don't think sometimes before they talk and say things that can hurt, take advantage of us, abandon us in our time of need, misunderstand us, or misconstrue things. And, you know, oftentimes people, and we can all make mistakes, and I know I have said things that I have regretted numerous times, but we all encounter people that are like this, and when we encounter somebody like this, it can cause pain in our heart. And so forgiveness is vital so we can move forward. Another thing we talked about last week was forgiveness gives us peace in our hearts. And you have a God-given right to walk in peace in any situation. Another reason we need to talk about forgiveness is because until we forgive others that have offended or hurt us, the hurt remains unhealed in our hearts. And there's a big difference in forgiving and healing of the heart. It was so liberating when I discovered this, that it's one thing to forgive someone for what they've done, but the healing that needs to go on in my heart, in your heart, after that sometimes is a process and it takes longer. And I often confuse that, you know, because I would forgive somebody, but man, I still just didn't feel 100%. I still struggled some. And when I learned that forgiveness is just, it's something we do for ourselves. It's something we do so the hurt in our hearts can be healed. And forgiveness is a big key to freedom in your life. So, to recap why we should forgive, Unforgiveness causes pain and turmoil in our hearts. And nobody needs extra pain and turmoil in your heart. We forgive because we want the pain to end. I use the illustration that unforgiveness is like say you've got a, what happens is oftentimes we pretend or we cover up hurts and wounds that are in our heart that have been caused by abuse or by misunderstanding or by others being insensitive to and insensitive to us. And I use the illustration, if I have these hurts and wounds, and in the physical sense, they are like boils on my back, and I put on a black coat, a black trench coat to cover them up so nobody will ever see them. And somebody comes up, a friend or somebody, and they pat me on the back. And I turn and I respond, because what happened is when they pat me on the back and said something, they triggered the pain that I was keeping covered underneath that trench coat. Now, the person that patted me on the back had no idea what they were doing. They had no idea what they were doing. And oftentimes that happens in life. People have no idea the hurt that they can cause us or what it costs us at times. And what God wants to do is He wants to heal those areas where our hearts have been shattered and have been broken. So that's a primary reason we need to talk about forgiveness. The other reason that's real important is because Jesus said so. In Luke 6 and 38, He says, "Forgive and you will be forgiven." If we want forgiveness ourselves for the wrong we've done and for how we've mistreated others, then we have to be willing to give that. So that's a primary reason Jesus told us to do it, because He wants what's best for us and He wants us to live a life of freedom. Another reason we need to talk about forgiveness is because Jesus instructed His disciples right after the resurrection. It was the first thing He said to them. He said in John 20 and 23, "If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Jesus wanted what was best for His disciples, and He knew they were going to need forgiveness to navigate in the church. He knew they were going to need forgiveness to navigate in their lives. And so that was the first thing He wanted them to know. So I think it makes it pretty important. And then the other reason that we need to forgive others is because we want to set ourselves free of a life full of anger, bitterness, and judgment. You know, it is real easy when someone's hurt us to get angry or to get bitter if we don't guard our hearts. And I just want to say, no one makes you angry or bitter. You choose to either be angry and bitter and respond that way, or you choose to forgive. And one of the primary reasons, and if you've been around me much, I try to be quick to forgive because I don't have time. I hate to waste time. So if you've been around me, you might know that about me. I hate to waste time. And when we walk around with unforgiveness, it robs us. It hurts us. And we are the losers. Luke 6, 35 through 38 says, "Love your enemies. Do good to them and lend to them, not expecting anything in return. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge," which judgment is unjust criticism, "and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not condemn. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." So, what is forgiveness? Just a recap. Forgiveness means to cancel or pardon a debt, to stop feeling angry or resentful of someone for an offense. And here's the big key. Forgiveness puts us in control. It puts us in charge of the situation. It keeps us from being underneath the hand of the one that has offended or hurt us. And it helps us, when we forgive, to stop feeling angry or resentful of the offense. What is forgiveness? Another prime thing is it is a choice. Oh my word, it was so liberating when I found out that I could choose to forgive. It was a choice. I didn't have to feel like it. I used to not forgive because I didn't feel like it and I didn't want to be fake. But when I read Matthew 6:14, which says, "For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." Notice the word if. And then it goes on to say, "But if you do not forgive, your heavenly Father will not forgive you." That word if is circled in my Bible because forgiveness is a choice that we can make or not. And if we don't, we suffer those consequences. Forgiveness is not a feeling. It is a choice that we can make as an act of our will. And forgiveness is something that we do when we want the emotional pain in our lives to end. We have to want the pain to end. If we nurse it, if we rehearse it, then we are the ones that are bringing really a curse upon ourselves. And what often happens is wounded people wound other people. Some of you listening have been the recipients of somebody wounded turns around and they wound and they hurt other people. I had someone this last week at the gathering that we are meeting in person, and which is an awesome thing. And I had someone put in the prayer request box the question, "What if I'm the one that needs forgiveness? I'm doing the hurting to others." And I want to address that because what I see is this person was searching for answers. I appreciate them taking time to put that question in there because I see it as an outcry of something that of healing that they need. And so I just want to say to that person, whomever you are, that number one, you've already said, "I'm hurting others." And one of the most important things, I think, in this case is number one, is admitting your wrong behavior and going to God and asking Him for forgiveness. Repent. "God, I don't want to do this. I realized it's hurt other people." And repentance is your friend. I just want to say that. So go to God and repent. The second thing I would encourage you to do is ask the person that you have hurt to forgive you. Humble yourself and go to them and say, "I realize that when I did X, it hurt you, it cost you something, and I want you to know I'm working on my heart, and I want to ask you to forgive me." Now, they may not forgive you. They may just kind of fold their arms. They may say thank you. I don't know, but I think that it's important that, you know, humility, God gives grace to the humble. And the third thing I would say is the fact that you're hurting other people, I would wager to say, is because you've been hurt yourself and your heart needs healing. Probably it goes back to your childhood. And, I would encourage you to go for some inner healing, some personal ministry. There are a couple of places in Kerrville that I can recommend. Impact Christian Fellowship has something called the Healing Room where you can go and deal with some things of your past. Cross Kingdom Church has an excellent ministry in that. And so I would recommend one of those two places. I know years ago, my late husband and I went for some personal ministry in San Antonio. So there are places that you can get healed, but I just want to say thank you to that person who wrote in. And just to recap about what is forgiveness, it is not excusing someone's behavior. It is letting go and preventing their behavior from destroying my heart or your heart. And forgiveness is an act of obedience. So what are some signs and symptoms of unforgiveness? Well, number one is anger. I think that 95% of the time that when someone gets angry, their anger is out of either fear or unforgiveness. And I used the illustration last week when I talked about my little girl spilling her milk, and she was 5 years old, spilt her milk, and I yelled at her, screamed at her, and said, "Mallory Kathleen Maxwell, you spilled your milk." And she looked at me and immediately started crying because she was so tenderhearted, and I felt horrible, and I went over to clean up the milk, and when I was standing at my kitchen sink, I just stood there and I was like, "Lord, why did I respond that way? I mean, it's spilled milk. Kids spill milk all the time." And I had just recently heard this phrase that anger is usually unforgiveness or fear. And I thought, is there anything I'm afraid of? Is there anything that I've kind of buried that I'm afraid of? And I couldn't think of anything. But then the next thing that came to me was unforgiveness. And so I began to search my heart, and immediately I had to admit to myself and to God that I was mad at my late husband. And he had, we'd had a fight that morning, and I was really pretty ticked. And so I chose to forgive him. I humbled myself, went over to my little girl and said, "Mommy, so sorry she yelled. You know, please forgive me. That wasn't a right thing to do." So I use that as an illustration because I think it's so key. So if you find yourself angry, I would encourage you to search your heart for one of those two things. Another symptom of unforgiveness is self-pity. When we're feeling sorry for ourselves, when we are self-centered like that, it's usually a sign that we have some unforgiveness in our hearts. And justifying unkind words and actions are symptoms that we need to forgive. Another thing that I think is a big sign of unforgiveness is addictions. And I say that because that addictions are trying to medicate our emotions. Addictions are usually rooted in trying to medicate some emotional pain that we have had and we have never dealt with it. And oftentimes that's rooted in childhood experiences and people that we need to forgive. So I just want to throw that out. And I want to say that God doesn't ever ask us to do something that He's not going to supply the power that we need. He's too kind. He's too good to do that. And so even if you're looking at something and you're saying, "Kathleen, but you don't understand how big this abusive situation was. You don't understand how cruel this person was. You don't understand the thousands of dollars that this person has cost me. You don't understand, Kathleen. My business partners were dishonest and they robbed and it's cost me a lot. It's cost me my retirement." I just want to say to you that 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, and this is from the Passion Translation, "But he answered me and said, 'My grace is always more than enough, and my power finds its full expression through your weakness.'" So don't believe the lie that you can't forgive someone or let go, because it's not true. God's grace is right there for you. So that was all just a recap of last week's lesson, which I think is very important. Again, let me encourage you to re-listen to it. But I want to talk about now the difference in forgiving and reconciliation. Reconciliation says that, you know, it's the restoration of friendly relations. It's relationship. And oftentimes people, or I've been asked, you know, if I forgive, then do I have to jump into a friendship or relationship with this person that's hurt me or abused me or stolen from me or whatever? And I want to state again that forgiveness is something you do for you. It is something you do to set yourself free. And forgiveness is kind of like surgery. If I go in and, well, I had my tonsils out because I had chronic tonsillitis. And when I had my tonsils out, I went in and had surgery, and then I was there a day and came home. The healing, though, of that surgery took about 6 weeks. And oftentimes it is that way. Surgery is like forgiving. The healing of your heart is like the healing after a surgery. Sometimes that can take a while. And so, you know, you can forgive, but I'm also real big on setting boundaries, especially in the area of abuse, unfaithfulness, betrayal, and that healing can take time. It takes time to rebuild trust. So you can forgive, but that doesn't necessarily mean you have to hang out with that person all the time. I think the key, though, is realizing that your heart needs to heal and constantly going to the Lord and asking Him to heal your heart. So there's a big difference. Don't think that just because you forgive means you have to spend a lot of time with that person. It is healthy. It's okay to set a boundary, especially in areas of abuse, unfaithfulness, and critical things. We don't have to give that person access. So what are some of the benefits of forgiveness? Well, the number one benefit is forgiveness is something you do for yourself because you have value. That is, I think, the biggest key that I want you to get is it's something you do for yourself. And you know, when we realize our value, when I began to realize in my life and really believe, when God began to show me in my 30s that I was fearfully and wonderfully made, it began to change a lot of things. How you see yourself is huge in life. And I've got a couple of podcasts on that. Wake Up to Who You Are, Understanding Your Identity and Your Value are just a couple. But when you see you are value, then you're going to be quicker to forgive because it's something you do for yourself. Another benefit of forgiveness is it's a way to heal the pain, but it's not a way to avoid the pain. And I want to talk about this from the standpoint of oftentimes we can stuff our pain, we can hide our pain, we can pretend things don't hurt. But when we forgive, I just want to encourage you to admit what the offense has cost you. Because when we do that, when you say something like, God, I choose as an act of my will to forgive Sue. When she hurt me, it cost me a lot of time and money. God, I release that offense and I declare my trust in you. So that's just like a sample prayer that I give you, because so many times we have stuffed pain, and when we admit what it's cost us, it helps us bring things to light before the Lord. And I think what it does is it declares our trust in God. And here's what Romans 12:19 says. It says, do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. When we forgive, we let go. we let go and we release things to the Lord. Another big benefit of forgiveness is peace in your heart. Peace in your heart. Last year I did some remodeling, and the carpet store that I ordered my carpet from made a mistake. They made a mistake twice, had to reorder my carpet twice, and it cost me about 3 months because things were on back order, and then it came in wrong, and it was the person's fault that had measured the room and had submitted some wrong information. And I remember that's, you know, may not seem like that big of a deal, but it was my deal. And I was getting really pretty worked up because I was getting the runaround from contractors, and I was getting the runaround from here to here. It was taking time, everything. And I literally had to just stop one day, and because my part, I was getting all worked up and I didn't have peace in my heart. And I finally had to just stop and say, God, I choose to forgive this store and the person that made the mistake because they've cost me a lot of time and money. And Lord, I give it to you and I ask you to redeem it. And I have to tell you, the rest of the story is it took a while to get my carpet. But when I did, the store finally admitted the problem and how wrong things were, and I got a huge discount. They gave me a big gift card to spend at the store. And so God will repay. He will fix things for us when we do our part. And for me, my part was forgiving and not letting this situation rob me of peace. Another benefit of forgiveness is you're fun to be around. Who wants to be around somebody that's whining and negative? And when you have unforgiveness, I think it puts you in a negative mindset. And years ago, I had a lady that went to church, and we had kids the same age, and we started, you know, hanging out at the playground and letting our kids play. But she was so negative every time she talked about her husband and how, you know, everything was negative, negative, negative. And it was a quick and good learning experience for me because it got to where I didn't really want to be around her. I could love her, but I didn't want to be around her because I didn't need that negativity in my own life. So I have to wonder now what it was that she really needed to lay down and forgive in her life. Another benefit of forgiveness is it begins a healing in our heart. And Psalms 147:3 says, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. What a powerful promise. And that in the Passion Translation is, He heals the wound of every shattered heart. Sweet friend, if your heart has been broken and shattered, and it's okay to admit that, I just want to say it's okay to admit that. Take it to the Lord. Do your part in forgiving your offender and look to Jesus to heal and change your heart. Forgiveness also keeps our hearts pure with God and others. And it keeps us from being in bondage, because when you have unforgiveness, your heart is in bondage. So how do we begin the process of healing and forgiving? And I'm going to say, because it is a process. Well, the number one thing is going to God. And you may immediately think of five people, but I want to encourage you to sit down. And I'm happy to send anybody the notes and questions. I can email them. You can email me at KathleenMaxwell1@gmail.com, and I'll send you the processing questions for this lesson. But ask God to convict you of anyone you need to forgive. Ask Him to shed light and make a list. Now, let me be quick to say, do not be overwhelmed by this list. When I first heard just a real thorough message on forgiveness, I made a list and I had a lot of people, and I was like, oh my word, God, how am I going to do this? There's only so much time in a day. But as I was faithful to just go before the Lord a little each day and work on the list, God began to set me free of a lot of unforgiveness. So number one, make a list. Ask God to show you. Because God is such a perfect gentleman. He's not trying to overwhelm you. Those feelings are overwhelming feelings are from Satan. God is going to be gracious to you and give you time to forgive. The second thing I would say is ask God to help you to be willing to forgive. You know, there are times that I've set before God and I've just said, this, I'm just not ready to forgive. I just need a little time. And Lord, make me willing to forgive. And that happened, a year or so ago, there was something that happened in my life. And I remember going and just saying, Lord, I am just really ticked off. I'm ticked off. And I know I need to forgive, but I am not ready. But make me willing. And you know what? It was another day or two, and I was willing. And I could take that before the Lord and lay it down. Another key in forgiving is, you know, if you don't feel like forgiving, don't let your emotions dictate that. Don't wait till you forgive, till you feel like forgiving. Remember, forgiveness is an act of your will. Corrie ten Boom says, forgiveness is an act of the will, and the will can function regardless of the temperature of the heart. Your will is a strong and powerful thing. And so set your mind right now on, I'm going to be quick to forgive. I'm going to be quick to deal with things in my heart because I want to walk free. It's crucial for your ministry, for your joy, for your happiness. Forgiveness is so, so critical. And when we choose as an act of our will to forgive and we just do it, then we can ask God to change our heart and change our feelings. And I can tell you, as somebody that has done this time after time again, God is gracious to do this. You know, I've prayed a prayer that went something like, Lord, I don't feel like forgiving. I'm mad. But I choose as an act of my will to do it because you said so. And I want peace and freedom in my life. So change my heart. And a prayer that simple and that short can do wonders for you. When we forgive, that doesn't necessarily mean we have to go tell the person I've forgiven them. Because what can happen, I did that once. I call it young and dumb. But what can happen is that person sometimes doesn't realize how they've hurt us. And if you go up and say, well, I've forgiven you for that, it's probably going to cause more hurt and more conflict. If we wait for somebody to apologize, and I have said before, okay, when they apologize, I'll forgive them. Well, some people never apologize. You know, they've got too much pride and they're not going to. When we don't forgive, what happens is we surrender our future to that person. And I had a situation a few years back where I was working with two different people out of town. And both of these women worked for the agency I was working for, and they were just difficult to deal with. They were just extremely difficult, made my job hard, made it, got to where I dreaded when I would have to travel to go up there. And it had me in turmoil. And one day I just really prayed, and I just said, God, I choose to forgive them. I choose to love them. Change my heart. Give me your heart for them. Because I have to work around them. And I had gone to my supervisor, but my supervisor was new. And so she was trying to figure out who she could trust and listen to. And anyway, make a long story short, when I got my heart right, the situation didn't fix itself. But what happened, in about a year, a bunch of stuff came to light. And both of those women were let go from the agency. And so God worked it out. But he was interested, I know, in my heart and that I dealt with my heart and kept it right. And I'll say he really redeemed that situation. When you are forgiving, the next thing that I think is important is realize that you may have to do it numerous times. What happens is we can forgive, but then we rehearse the offense in our mind. we talk about it, and what can happen is we can pick it up and we need to forgive again. And so sometimes you may have to forgive 100 times if it's been a huge offense. Whenever you start picking it up and replaying that video in your head, I want to encourage you to lay it down and choose again to forgive. And pray for God's redemption. Ask God to redeem. Ask Him to take what has been an obstacle in your life, something to hurt your heart and stop you in your tracks, and make it a stepping stone in your life. Keep bringing your pain to the Lord. If you don't feel pain, the pain dissipate, keep bringing the pain and say, God, heal my heart. Lord, I choose again to forgive. You know, pride keeps us from forgiving and for asking for forgiveness. And so let me just encourage you to go before the Lord and ask God, you know, show me pride, anything I need to repent of. And sometimes we need to forgive God. Now, God is perfect, but I know in a case with my late husband, one night, and I used this illustration before, but I was so angry that I was having to deal with a lot of financial things that I really did not feel really fear. Fear was a part of that because I didn't want to make a mistake and I didn't really feel adequate in the decisions I was making. And one night I got so mad, and I've never done this before or since, but I picked up a plate, whatever was there. I threw it across the room. It broke and shattered, and I immediately burst into tears. And I said, Lord, what is the matter with me? And when I looked at my heart, what I realized is, number one, I felt there was some fear there. And number two, I needed to forgive God for not healing my husband. And, you know, as I laid that and I went before the Lord and I said, God, I'm just angry. I'm mad that Joe left me. I'm mad that he's gone. I know he died of cancer, but I'm mad that you didn't heal him. You know, I was disappointed in God because I really had faith and I really trusted that God would do that. And you know what God showed me? Is He showed me that Joe got the ultimate healing. The ultimate healing. He is with the Lord now. He is not dealing with any pain. He doesn't have that 19 centimeter tumor. He's got full function of his arm. He got the ultimate healing. It was just not the way I wanted it to be. So sometimes in forgiveness, we need to look and see if we're really, we need to forgive God because of how we have to admit our own lack or disappointment or things in our heart. And the last thing I want to say about beginning to forgive is you need to be willing to forgive yourself for mistakes you've made. I know that is something that I have had to do. I don't like to make mistakes, but forgiving ourselves for when we've done stupid, we've done crazy, we've really messed up, is really key and critical. So let me encourage you to forgive yourself. And last thing we're going to talk about is keys to moving forward and daily practicing forgiveness. Number one, nip it quickly. Keep short accounts. You know, I was on the phone not too long ago with a dealing with an insurance claim, and I kept getting the runaround. I kept going from one person to the next. It was taking a whole lot of time, and I couldn't get it resolved, and then I would get another bill, and it just took a lot. It was crazy. And finally, I got a representative that said, oh my word, I see what happened. We made the mistake. She said, I can see you've been dealing with this a long time. I hate to have to admit that we made the mistake. And my response to her is, I said, you know, I have made a practice of being quick to forgive. And she said, what? I said, yeah, I made a practice. And I said, in all this, I would get off the phone and be so frustrated with you guys. And I finally one day just had to just say, God, I forgive them. I forgive them. And the beauty was the situation was worked out, and it was worked out in my favor. But it did take a little bit of time. But nip, when you start to get frustrated, angry, nip it quickly and choose to forgive. And develop a mindset. Number two, develop a mindset that you don't have time or energy to waste on unforgiveness. You just don't. So develop that mindset. Let that be your new mantra going forward. And another key to moving forward and daily practicing forgiveness is keep working the process. It's just like any other habit. It's going to take time to develop. If you just didn't start out riding a bike one day, you probably started out riding a tricycle, and then you got something with training wheels, and then you learned to ride a bike. Forgiveness is the same way. It's oftentimes a process. And then what I'm about to share with you now is a big key, and it is begin to bless your offender. And you may be saying, what? Yeah, I'm going to say it again. Begin to bless your offender. And this is found in Luke 6, 27 and 28, which says, bless those that curse you. Pray for those that mistreat you. The Passion Translation of this, Luke 6, 27 says, but if you will listen, I say to you, love your enemies and do something wonderful for them in return for their hatred. When someone curses you, bless the person in return. When you are mistreated and harassed by others, accept it as your mission to pray for them. Oh my word, right there, it's real clear that when we do that, not only do we get freedom ourselves, not only are we being obedient to God's word because he says that, to bless those that have hurt us, but it's a big key. You know, God, other people that have hurt us and wounded us are a shortcut to our maturity. I want you to think about that. It's a shortcut to your own maturity. And God often allows these things in life so that we can deal and we can mature and be conformed to his image. And what happens when we bless our offender is we are moving in the opposite of what has come against us. And we're moving in the opposite spirit because God calls us to a higher standard. Romans 12, 14 says, speak blessing, not cursing, over those who reject and persecute you. Again, choose as an act of your will to forgive and bless those that have hurt you. As I close right now, I just want to say that I want to lead you in a prayer. I want to lead you in a prayer. And I want you to think, just stop for a moment and think about somebody you need to forgive. You may have a whole list already, but just stop and take one person. Let's work on one thing at a time. And I want to lead you in this prayer. And whenever I say blank, I want you to fill in the blank. I'm going to pray and then I'm going to lead you in a prayer. So God, I ask that you just speak to each heart listening right now. God, you know, you saw what happened in their life. And so give them the grace to forgive so they can be free. Now pray this with me. God, I choose as an act of my will to forgive blank. When they did blank and list the offense, God, it hurt me. I give you my pain, and I ask you to forgive me for my unforgiveness towards them. Change my heart towards blank. I ask you, God, to heal my heart and set me free. If the pain comes up again, help me to remember to give it to you. I ask you to bless blank. And thank you for all the blessings that you've given me, God, and will continue to give me. Help me to always be quick to forgive. Amen. Lord, I just speak a blessing over each person that's prayed this prayer. I just speak your love, your compassion to them. Lord, I ask you to bind up their broken heart, to change their heart. Lord, help us to be a people that's quick to forgive so that we can do the things you've called us to do. So I bless each one listening around the world, right where they're at. Lord, let them feel your presence, your love. Lord, dry their tears. Change us all, God, to be more like you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining me. And don't forget to check out my website at KathleenMaxwellRamby.com. And you can contact me, send me a message. Let me know how much you like this podcast. Don't forget to like it. Don't forget to leave a comment because I love hearing from my listeners. And I'll see you next time.